Welcome to part 5 of Auction Napa Valley 2012.
I'm here with Colleen Chapelet, and of course your family are the honorary chairs this year, right?
That's correct. Let me tell you about who made this happen today. Everything that you see visually and what you're hearing with your ears, all the sounds that you're hearing, my mother-in-law, Molly Chapelet, has pulled off. And what you're looking at is a transformation of the vines. This is rootstock that's been pulled up, and we see a large mound of rootstock. And I don't know, do you know what this is right here?
Molly knows it looks like steel.
Okay, it looks like steel, but looks are deceiving. When the quality of the rootstock, the vines aren't producing the kind of fruit we want anymore, what does a vintner do? They rip out an entire vineyard. And what this is, when they rip out a vineyard, they're ripping out the trellising, the terrace, and all the rootstock together, and then they burn it. And what you see right here, which is so sculptural and so beautiful, that steel used to be rootstock in there as well, but it's been burned, and that's what's left. And then you see this pile here, and this represents the burn. That's ash from actual rootstock that's been burned. You see the boulders. That represents the beautiful boulders that we have on Pritchard Hill that flew onto our property a gazillion years ago from volcanoes. And then the last installation there is actually fresh soil with newly planted vines. So what my mother-in-law has pulled off here so beautifully is the complete life, the metamorphosis of the vines.
Awesome. It's an amazing visual when you come down here, and it all comes back to the idea that you guys are farmers.
We are farmers at our very roots. In fact, my husband is the past president of Napa County Farm Bureau, and he and his colleagues work tirelessly to keep our ag preserve alive and well and keep this valley in agriculture, which is our roots. No pun intended, but there's an appropriate pun. And then I just want to comment, too, what you're hearing right now. These are birds. These are live tapes from our winery. This is what we hear on Pritchard Hill. And the music that you're hearing so gently playing in the background, that's providing a lot of the ambiance for us today. We have musicians that are playing live on the balcony of Meadowood and that are filling our ears with this gorgeous sound. So it's all come together so beautifully, and I give Molly Chapelet all the credit.
Well, I hope you get a chance to catch up with Molly somewhere along the line. And as an audio guy, I'm really impressed that the thought you put into something, the audio experience, how important it is, just like the taste experience.
Right. Knew the gentleman who did the audio. I don't know his name. I just met him recently. But he's a world-class sound person. You would so appreciate that. I mean, Molly always has her eye on the details and her attention to detail and her perfect standards. I mean, I think that's what we're all appreciating today.
I certainly do. That's awesome.
Be tasting wonderful food. We're going to be drinking, Napa Valley, wonderful, amazing, delicious wines. We're going to be, hearing what we've already heard today, and hopefully we're going to be hearing a lot of spirited commotion in the tent as well, while bidders raise their paddles and do what this auction does so well year after year, which is raise money for the charities in the Napa Valley, which is so important. It keeps this valley doing what it does best.
If our listeners would like to learn about Chapelet online, how would they do that?
Oh, very easily. Go to our website, chapelet.com, but I'm going to spell it out because Chapelet is a very easy name to misspell. It's C-H-A-P-P-E-L-L-E-T, chapelet.com.
And I might add, makers of some awesome wine.
Thank you very much. And so we rode the bus last year. I get to talk to you this year. So next year we need to plan in advance.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'm here with Andy Schweiger, who we did a full-length interview with last year in the middle of the rain, if you recall.
Yes, right before Premier Napa Valley.
Yeah, exactly. And you're really involved this year. What is your role?
This is my second year as the e-auction chair. And so what my job is that we have 150 lots. We call it, Paul Simon can only come up with 50 ways to leave your lover. We've come up with 150 ways to kick your seller up a notch. And so this is, I believe, the fifth year of the e-auction, which is the online component of Auction Napa Valley. While coming here to Napa Valley is a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and coming to the Auction Napa Valley is a wonderful time, a lot of people can't make it every year, and there's so many wonderful lots to be had out there. So we took it online so people around the world can bid from the comfort in their home. Nap in your pajamas, if you will.
Yeah, and your bunny slippers or whatever you might be doing it in. So you're walking around with an iPad, and I can see some of these lots as I look at it. So Is this the kind of thing you would approach somebody and say, look, you can bid right here with me? I'm sort of a mobile bidding station?
Exactly. A few years ago, they tried kiosks. The problem with kiosks is, I mean, the nice thing about kiosks is it's a wired internet, so it's a little bit more stable. So we have to deal with the complexities that are involved with wireless connection. But the nice thing is that you find areas where people are interested in, and we can bring the auction to them. The original part with e-auction was having it available around the world. Well, part of my initiative, too, is that a lot of times, because it's out there on the internet, it's not tangible. And so I wanted to create, I've assembled what I call the e-squad, which is a tangible face of the e-auction. And by bringing it out there to show people, hey, these are also available today. There are 40 wonderful lots that are going to go off in the live auction today, which unfortunately is out of the budget of many people. And we have many wonderful lots here, ranging from large format bottles to verticals, and just a lot, like we said, 150 ways to kick your cellar up a notch. If you love wine, if you love the Napa Valley, there's some unique opportunities from the Trefethen lot, which I believe is lot 330. Janet Trefethen is revitalizing her cooking classes, and so that's a fun opportunity to participate. My auction lot is a six-bottle vertical of Cabernet, six-bottle vertical of Dedication, my Bordeaux blend, and you get to spend a day with me in the cellar barrel tasting, and then we'll sit down and discuss what I'm thinking about when I'm creating a blend, and we'll work back and forth, and you get to create your own blend, and we're all said and done. You get to take a case of wine home that you help blend.
That's like an incredible experience to be able to go with a winemaker, to be able to blend with him, to get that education, and then have the product to take it home. That's quite a deal.
It is. And, you know, it's Spring Mountain Winery. They have a World War II era Pinzgauer. And so they've got an incredible vintner winemaker team in Ron Rosenbrand and Jack Cole. And so you get to spend a day with them. There's also some wines you get to take home. But you get to tour the vineyards from the base of Spring Mountain all the way to the top of Spring Mountain, this Pinzgauer World War II transport. So it's a fun adventure. So you've got this whole variety. And there's, you know, I only listed three. There's 147 other lots to peruse.
I just wish you could show some enthusiasm. That's my only problem about this conversation. Looking toward next year, since we don't get this podcast up all that quickly, how much in advance do the e-auctions go online before Auction Napa Valley?
I haven't been asked to chair next year, so I don't know if it will be or not, but what I've done the last 2 years is we open it up a week in advance, so it opens up the Sunday before Auction Napa Valley. So if everything stays the way it should be, it would be the Sunday before Memorial Day, and typically we close the Sunday after Auction Napa Valley.
Good. That gives everybody a clue for next year. How could our listeners learn about Schwager online?
Through our website, schwagervineyards.com. We also have a Facebook presence. And as a winemaker, I handle our Twitter, which the address for that is at Schwager Wine.
Excellent. Andy, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Although,
cheers.
Thank you.
You betcha.
Good seeing you, man.
Yeah.
This is a real pleasure for me. I'm here with David Peck. David, member of Ambrosia, as well as played on Alan Parsons' project, and a musician extraordinaire. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm fabulous, and I'm really happy to see you here, because you'll be playing again today, right?
Yeah. We're at the after party. Looking forward to it. A lot of friends up here.
Yeah. So that's what I want to know. For years, you've been involved. You've shown up. You've played. Do you have a connection to wine? Or what?
I have a great appreciation and affinity for viticulture going back 35 years. Matter of fact, Alan Parsons, who mixed the first Ambrosia record, introduced me to my first French wine.
Really?
And really kind of set the tone of my palate back in the 70s. And then I had my first really great California cabs late 70s. I had the, I had a Silver Oak that was kind of mind-blowing. I had the Heights Martha's Vineyard, which was mind-blowing. And so I started loving California wines as much as French wine. And the rest is history, you know. I've been collecting, and I get into it forensically.
How many years have you been involved with auction?
It's about 5 years.
Okay, so about the same time I've been coming here. Excellent.
Yeah. My connection is my good, good friend Jeff Gargiulo, Gargiulo Vineyards. He's kind of shepherded me and introduced me to all these various wonderful winemakers and people I've always wanted to meet. And so thanks to Jeff, I've become friends with so many. So. I perform at their private events at their wineries, and that kind of evolved into being involved with a lot of the Napa charities because I feel part of this community, even though I don't live here. I'd like to live here.
You don't live here then? I assume maybe you did.
I'm Orange County, but I come up all the time, and I'm producing a big, big project for Napa Valley right now called Napa Crossroads. So it's a music CD.
Oh, really? It's when will that be available?
I'm hoping by Christmas time. I just got it signed to Concord Records, which is great.
Awesome. And I assume we'll be able to find out about that through your Facebook page, because I'm a Facebook
fan. And there's a lot of the participating wineries, or people like Silver Oak and Farniente and Pride and Gargiulo. And it's a very exciting collaboration, writing songs not just about wine, but just about life. And
for this project, do you have a website or somewhere people can learn about you otherwise?
Well, my Facebook page, David Pack Music at Facebook, and there will eventually be a Napa Crossroads website, napacrossroads.com, and there'll be charitable aspects of that project too. So I think it's going to surprise everybody, the quality of the songs that are involved in that project. All I can say is there's going to be some very historic recordings that I've done. I've written the entire project and recorded it in Napa Valley.
A little inspiration there, eh?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, I have to say again, this has been a real pleasure for me. Thank you for what you've done musically, and thank you for being involved with Napa Valley.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Cheers.
Cheers, David. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
So I'm here with Bill Phelps, and you are the president and CEO of Joseph Phelps Wine, correct?
That's correct. Yes. Great.
So tell me a little bit about what you're pouring today.
We have our 2008 vintage of Insignia. Insignia is our flagship wine. It's a blend. It's almost always very heavily Cabernet weighted, and this is no exception. It's a blend of the five classic Bordeaux varietals, Cabernet, Merlot, and Petit Verdot in this case.
You guys are sort of well known for that specific kind of wine from what I know about this business.
My dad actually invented the category. He didn't really intend to at the time, but he wanted to give a wine its own name rather than have it be known by the varietal, because he thought the blend might change a lot from any given year and wouldn't be called necessarily by its varietal name. So he came up with the name Insignia.
And how would our listeners learn about Joseph Phelps online?
Our website is www.josephphelps.com.
Bill, it was a real pleasure meeting you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Ray. It's a pleasure to meet you as well.
We're here with somebody by the name of Amy Aiken, who I've heard of somewhere along the line. Hello, Amy. How are you?
I'm wonderful today, Ray. How are you?
I'm great. Now, I see your sign says Meander, but what you're holding in your hand is Conspire, which is a white, which goes for a day like today where it's about 80-some degrees.
It is going to be about 80-some degrees, but it is summer in a bottle. Conspire is my anything but Cabernet brand, and I'm glad you're here to taste it. It has wonderful fresh fruit and herbal aromas and flavors. It is rich, yet it's crisp. Perfect for a day like today.
It is perfect for a day like today. Well, thank you for that description. We really appreciate that. So, just for our listeners, the Meander is a Cabernet, and of course, you have also a Pinot, if I'm not mistaken, in Conspire, right?
You know, my Pinot Noir is wonderfully sold out, but my Meander Cabernet is my flagship brand, made from two wonderful vineyards in Napa Valley, Gary Morazzoli's in Rutherford, and Llewellyn Vineyard in Santa Elena. And thank you for mentioning it. It's my first baby. It is my first true love, but I'm always ready for a little fling of Sauvignon Blanc.
Which you have to read the label to get that part. For our listeners to learn more about Meander and Conspire online,
please see me at meanderwines.com. And actually, if you Google Amy Winemaker, you can find me.
Well, that's cool. That's handy. Trademark that puppy. Amy, thanks very much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
It's been so far.
Welcome to the Napa Valley Auction.
Thank you. I am here with our friend, Elizabeth Marston of Marston Family Vineyards. Elizabeth, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to be here.
It's fabulous to be here. It's an incredibly beautiful day. The sun is beating on everybody, do you have a lot in today's auction?
We do, with our Appalachian Spring Mountain District. So it's a really actually wonderful lot. We're at 3 liters of everybody's wines, I think 27 bottles, and then a trip to Alaska. So you get to enjoy all this wine in Alaska. So, kind of mountain elegance.
So tell me about this white, it's called Albion, that you poured for me. That's really actually quite amazing.
Oh, well, thank you very much. This is our 2010, so it's only our second release. And this is something that the next gen of the family really, we're kind of the advocates for. It's a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend, and the idea being that the Cabernet is our estate fruit and our flagship, and this is something that complements it. You know, on a hot day, or we do so many things around the supper table as a family, and then with guests, that you need a white wine to kind of have more menu options, and just kind of opens a whole nother window in the warm summer months.
Now, what does something like this sell for?
So our Albion is $50 retail, winery direct only. We don't distribute it at all. Only 150 cases are made.
Okay. Yeah. So that means you just have to join the wine club.
Well, exactly.
So if our listeners would like to find out about you guys online, and when I say you guys, the entire family, because that is a family-owned winery,
it's
which
really family,
we love
yeah.
to know that.
So we're our website's marstonfamilyvineyard.com, and we also welcome guests by appointment to the vineyard at info@marstonfamilyvineyard.com.
Elizabeth, thanks very much for your time.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Always great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
All right, go.
I am here with Tracy Scupney of Lang & Reed Wine. How are you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing great. I love being at Auction Napa Valley. It's the 32nd anniversary, and we're so proud.
It's an amazing event, and just to look behind you, see all these people with ad hoc fried chicken, if I'm not mistaken, today. What a great feast for everybody to enjoy in very typical picnic weather.
I'm waiting for my lunchbox. I can't wait.
I hope it gets here soon.
It's got to go with Lang & Reed Cab Franc. I'm pouring the 214 Cabernet Franc from Napa Valley.
So let's talk about the Cab Franc that you're pouring.
I'm pouring 100% Napa Valley Cabernet Franc from Sugarloaf Mountain Vineyard. It's very special to us because it emanates from a clone 214, which was our working title for many months while the wine was in barrel. And when it came time to name the wine, it's like, what's wrong with 214? And I should explain, it's the clone of the Cabernet Franc, originating from the Loire Valley, which is dear to our hearts because we do emulate the Loire Valley style of Cabernet Franc. It's 100%. It's ready to drink. It's food friendly, and we just love to quaff this wine. It's delicious.
And if I'm not mistaken, you two were married overseas. Am I correct?
Yes, we were in a tiny suburb of Zurich called Zollikon, Switzerland.
I was going to say Switzerland, and I was just on the verge of saying it, but at least I remembered that much.
You got a good memory. That was in 1977, so we're on the 35th anniversary next month, appropriately on Bastille Day, July 14th.
What more can you ask for? Congratulations. I think that's great.
I could ask for one more thing. Our son Reed of Lang & Reed and his wife Megan were married in the small town of Chinon in the Loire Valley. So we call it full circle. We're very, very happy to announce that. They've been married for 3 years now, and Reed apprenticed with the Beaudry family in Chinon. So it's like, oh my God, it's happening. We're doing it.
I seem to remember when John and I talked that that idea had not quite settled in yet with them.
I know. It's done, and we're so happy for them. So they both live here. Reed's assisting winemaking. Megan's embraced the wine industry and marketing. So maybe they'll come into the fold someday soon. We don't know.
That might be nice, but I guess that's up to them to make that decision, huh?
It's totally up to them. We have a younger son, Jersey, the Lang of Lang & Reed. He's an organic farmer in Bar Harbor, Maine, and I'm glad he's in agriculture. It seems like a nice fit, but it will be his decision someday.
Tracy, this was a real pleasure to finally meet you. How could our listeners find you online?
Online at langandreed.com. Are you kidding? Facebook us. We like it.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. I'll shake your hand, love.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. We are here with Elizabeth Viana, and Elizabeth, of course, is the winemaker at Chimney Rock. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm great. How are you, Ray?
I'm fabulous. It's a beautiful day. It's auction. What more is there to say?
I know. Great wine, great people, and some great food.
Excellent. Do you guys have a lot at all?
We do. We've got a couple of different lots. We've got an E lot that's some pretty special bottles for Chimney Rock. We've got a joint lot with our Stags Leap District neighbors, Clos de Vaux and Ragusi, which is fabulous. Check out lot number 22.
So what's going on? What's new over at Chimney Rock these days?
Oh, Chimney Rock's doing great. We're doing continue to discover really exciting vineyard designate cabs on our property. So a lot of really special new wines coming up. Come by and visit and taste.
I'll do that. In fact, I remember that's one thing Tony Trilotto and I talked about was the idea of, he was so big on the idea of vineyard designate wines.
With an estate property like ours, that's the thing. You really get to know the property and you find amazing new things every year. So we've got some new exciting wines coming on.
Well, and for our listeners, Chimney Rock is right on Silverado Trail, very easy to find and also visual because it's a beautiful white building.
That's right, Cape Dutch architecture from South Africa.
Great. And if our listeners would like to learn about Chimney Rock, how would they find out about you online?
www.chimneyrock.com.
Excellent. Always good seeing you, Elizabeth.
All right, great to see you guys. Have fun.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Nice meeting you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Part 6 of the Auction Napa Valley podcast is available at lifebetweenthevines.com. For more information on the Napa Valley Vintners Association, visit napavintners.com.